today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Today, Tuesday, is the 12th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. You're listening to today's special by IRIB English Radio, and now we'll listen to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the light of Quranic verses. We open the Holy Quran and we listen to chapter Al-An'am, verse 89.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ulaika alladhina atainahumul kitaba wal hukma wan nubuwwah. فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هَؤُلَاءِ فَقَدْ وَكَّلْنَا بِهَا قَوْمًا لَيْسُوا بِهَا بِكَافِرِينَ.
Those are the ones to whom we gave the scripture and authority and prophethood. But if the disbelievers deny it, then we have entrusted it to a people who are not therein disbelievers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this verse, three magnificent privileges which have been the base of all privileges of the prophets are referred to. Allah has commissioned a group of people who do not only accept Islam, but also protect it and guard it. They are such a group that never paved the path of infidelity and are surrendered to the truth. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says that this verse is a refer to the special companions of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. On the continuation of today's special, the element of endurance during the period of the awaiting. Expectation without endurance is a null and worthless concept. Endurance is the major constituent of expectation. The beauty of expectation can only be achieved by endurance. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, says how good endurance and awaiting the deliverance are. Awaiting, therefore, means to endure all hardships and to await the one who is expected to come. There are many verses in the Holy Quran on enduring hardships, which are described as fortitude and patience. For example, we read the Luqman, the wisdom, gave his son advice, and be patient through whatever may visit you. That indeed is the steadiest of courses. In our traditions, the theory of expectation is frequently accompanied by the word sabr, that means endurance and patience. Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, says, among the constituent of the religion of the Imam's line of religious conduct are piety. and awaiting the deliverance through endurance. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to talk about some characteristics of the companions of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. According to Islamic hadith, it's 313 companions, staunch companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. They'll pay oaths of allegiance to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam beside Mecca. Beside the Kaaba in Mecca. Yet, according to other hadiths, out of this 313 companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, around 50 of them will be from the city of Kufa in Iraq, and the rest will come from other places. At the same time, we find that, for example, in the city of Talaqan in Iran, some of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be over there, or will come over there and will join Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. At the same time, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam are very knowledgeable, and they are top-ranking managers, who will be, in the service of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. According to the sixth infallible Imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, they are commanders, judges, and religious scholars. At the same time, we find that according to some hadiths, out of these 313 companions, some of them are ladies. So we find that they are both knowledgeable and skillful and quite reliable for the global mission of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And the missions will be first of all concerned with fighting the tyrants, especially those tyrants who will oppose Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your
IRIB English Radio, today's special and one question. Why did Imam al-Mahdi disappear? There are many reasons behind it. The most important reason of it will be disclosed when Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, will appear. Let us mention a few reasons. A very easy answer would be, this is Allah's will. His will is based on his infinite wisdom. The appearance of Imam al-Mahdi solely depends on the decision of Allah. He knows best how to act. The question might be as naive as asking why some people are black and some are white, why some are beautiful, why others are not. That is Allah's decree. And number two, a better answer, which also answers why some are beautiful and others are not, would be, it is a test. Allah could send all people to paradise directly, but he didn't, because he wanted to test us. The test of Allah is actually a test that proves the fact for ourselves as witness. Otherwise, Allah has the foreknowledge of everything.
Ya ibn al-Hasan, ya ibn al-Hasan. Ya ibn al-Hasan, ya ibn al-Hasan. Ya ibn al-Hasan, ya ibn al-Hasan. Ya ibn al-Hasan, ya ibn al-Hasan.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now the strength of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in this part. He said, "Ah, that I had power to suppress you, rather I shall have recourse to a strong support." Chapter Hud, verse 80. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, explaining the verse says, "The power and strength which is desired by Hazrat Lut, Prophet Lut, peace be upon him, is in fact the strength of Hazrat Qa'im, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and the steadfastness of his companions. Each companion of Imam al-Mahdi will possess the power and the capacity equivalent to 40 people. Their hearts will be stronger than iron. These traditions highlight the amazing power and strength of such companion of Hazrat Mahdi, such power that even a prophet like Hazrat Lut is desirous of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
According to our ahadith, these companions of Imam al-Mahdi, the lucky 313, they have at least six qualities, at least, that I'll mention. So we begin by explaining these qualities. They have complete certainty in the wisdom and the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is in at-takween or at-tashri'. What do we mean? In at-takween, they submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning they never undermine or doubt that Allah is just. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Allah is fair and Allah is wise. Do you know what's the leading cause of atheism? Is because when people do not understand how Allah is just, they say there's evil, God can stop it, why doesn't He stop it? That means there's no God, or they begin to undermine or doubt the justice and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've given many lectures about the problem of evil, the fact that people do not understand why there's evil in this world, and they blame it on Allah. Why do we blame it on Allah? Blame it on human beings. Evil human beings that are causing this injustice in this world. So the quality of the 313 is that they have complete certainty in the wisdom and in the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in alam al-takween in this world. Remember I mentioned the story of Prophet Musa? He told Allah, show me your justice. The story with the well, the three people. You see how Allah implemented justice without Musa realizing. Many times we think it's injustice. It's not injustice, it's justice. And if there is injustice in this world, Allah is not to blame. It's human beings, because this is a test. Allah gave us free will to see who believes and who disbelieves. If there is corruption and injustice in this world, the human race is to be blamed, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is number two, complete certainty in the justice and wisdom of Allah. They have certainty in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran, and the teachings of the Holy Quran. They accept the Quran. And they have certainty in it. They have certainty and belief in Rasulullah and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. They accept and believe in the Imams of Ahlul Bayt and especially the 12th Imam of Ahlul Bayt. So of course, amongst the qualities of the 313 is that they don't have doubts in Imam al-Mahdi. They don't have doubts in the existence of Imam al-Mahdi. Like I mentioned the hadith of the Imam, that they say the ta'wil of this verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The Imam says the ta'wil, the hidden meaning of this verse, is that they believe in the 12th Imam while he is in the state of ghayb.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for being with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will join you tomorrow. So we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma, Allahumma, kulli wali, al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Yeah.
وكلنا